can see all obstacles in my way.
All right, we're talking about vitamin D, and let me just ask you this, just a very, very brief pop quiz question, just to, you know, see where we are with this. I mentioned that it takes a whole lot of vitamin D to get us to the point where we are really in the toxic zone. What is that range of international units of vitamin D that people are normally taking before they get into the toxic zone? There you go. 10,000 to 40,000 international units. Now, we were saying that people can be taking how much per day to be getting what some will say would be an adequate dose, but without getting anywhere near the toxic zone? How about anywhere from, say, 400 to 1,000 international units per day? And I say it the way I did because different organizations will make different recommendations, but those ranges, you know, I give you maybe the lower and the upper end of it, then, you know, you do your research, you talk with your doctor, and you can probably find where you need to be if you decide you're going to start taking some vitamin D supplements. All right. Now, in the event, though, that someone decides to get really ambitious, go for the gold, and they go way beyond the gold, and they do begin to consume or they do consume too much vitamin D and get overexposed, what are some of the most serious side effects? Well, one of them is hypercalcemia. That's one of the most significant side effects associated with vitamin D. And hypercalcemia, as you can imagine, is an excess of calcium in the blood. That occurs when there is about 10.4 milligrams of calcium per deciliter of blood. There's a strong relationship between vitamin D and calcium. When there are high levels of vitamin D metabolites in the blood, this increases the amount of calcium that the intestines absorb. High levels of vitamin D metabolites can also promote the release of calcium from the bones, where they're needed, into the bloodstream. Having too much calcium in the blood can lead to a wide range of complications and symptoms, and some of the most serious include a loss of appetite, diarrhea, and constipation. Can you imagine possibly being hit with a loss of appetite and diarrhea, or a loss of appetite and constipation? But there's more. A person can also be affected by confusion, disorientation, or trouble thinking. They can experience nausea and vomiting. They can experience joint and muscle pain. They can have continuous headaches. They can experience irritability and anxiety. They can also have unexplained exhaustion. And keep in mind now, we're not talking about an occasional tiredness, you know, that may be attributable to staying up too late, too many nights, maybe going too long without getting adequate exercise, maybe not eating properly, and every now and then you're feeling a bit tired. No, we're not talking about that. Exhaustion goes way beyond just being a little tired. And this is an unexplained exhaustion that can be attributed to too much calcium in the blood. You can also experience muscle weakness, increased thirst, and more frequent urination. You can have an irregular heartbeat. There can be reduced reflexes. And that's not necessarily a good thing. Those reflexes can sometimes save us in the time of a potential disaster, like an automobile accident. You can have a metallic taste in the mouth, but also having too much calcium in the blood can cause high blood pressure. Now, a lot of you know that once you start taking certain supplements, the doctors are going to be running blood tests when you have your annual exams, partly because They want to see if you have too much of something in your body, because if you do, it could possibly be causing kidney damage. That can be some over-the-counter supplements that we take, as well as some of the medications, prescribed medications that we take, can possibly cause kidney damage. Excess calcium in the bloodstream can actually bind with phosphate and form crystals that deposit in soft body tissues. These crystals can cause tissue damage and eventually organ damage depending on their location, number, and size. We're really getting it now, right? That too much of anything, for real. Vitamin D, so necessary for our overall well-being. And when we talk about well-being, remember, we're referring to physical health and what else? Mental health. That's right. Vitamin D, good for both, but too much of anything. So the kidney is especially vulnerable to calcium deposits because of its role as a filter and its many small passageways. When calcium deposits get stuck in kidney tissues, nephrocalcinosis can occur. If this condition is severe, it can cause permanent kidney damage and eventually kidney failure. Some of the symptoms of nephrocalcinosis include nausea and vomiting, fever and chills, severe pain in the stomach, the sides of the back, or the groin area, including the testicles in men. And authors of a 2015 review considered the effects of vitamin D3 toxicity. And on average, the people affected had taken a total of 3,600,000 international units of the vitamin in fewer than 3 months. 3,600,000. Now remember, we're talking we should be somewhere in the range of 400 to 1,000 international units per day. So let's just say we go to the upper end of that range and take 1,000 international units of vitamin D per day for 3 months. At the end of that 3 months, we'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 84,000 international units total for the 3 months. And many of these people had taken 3,600,000 international units in those 3 months. They experienced several side effects, including acute kidney damage. Now, when we come back, we'll also take a look at something else that it can cause problems with. What do you anticipate? What do you suppose can go wrong with the body? What else can go wrong when we are taking too much vitamin D? Think of some of those cues that we've given already. But we'll definitely walk through and talk through this together so that we can be safe with our taking of vitamin D.